Welcome to the Wine Marketer's Radar, your weekly roundup of non-wine news that matters to your wine brand. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest. Each week, I'll bring you fast, strategic insights to help your wine marketing team stay ahead of the curve. Audiobooks, hot wings, and yes, even Labubu. These might be the most relevant marketing moves wine can steal right now. I'm Polly Hammond, founder of Fife Forest and host of the Wine Marketer's Radar. Back after a few weeks of sun in Southern Europe, ready to dive into what smart brands are doing outside the wine world to stay relevant, resonant, and culturally plugged in. This week, I'm spotlighting three recent campaigns that caught my eye, not because they're massive or flashy, but because they're incredibly doable. Each one rethinks context, asking not just where the product fits, but how it can show up in everyday life in a way that feels surprising, emotional, and real. Let's start with a little romance. What happens when a fabric softener decides to tell steamy stories instead of running steamy ads? So, Downy, the Procter & Gamble fabric softener brand, has just released a series of original audio romance stories on Spotify. Yes, really. They're calling it Almost Scandalously Soft Stories, a branded content campaign featuring four original 20-minute romance audiobooks, complete with titles like Kitchen Heat, The Dragon's Bed, and An Eternal Slumber. The concept is cheeky and it's smart. Freshness and softness are cast not as cleaning outcomes, but as sensory escapes. The experience of using Downy is being recoded into a moment of indulgence or desire or fantasy without ever showing a laundry machine. And the vehicle for this is audio storytelling, a format that, by the way, is booming. U.S. audiobook revenue hit $2.2 billion last year, up 13%. And within that, romance is the fastest growing genre. Romance novel sales have surged 113% over the past 3 years, now bringing in over $1.4 billion annually. In other words, this isn't just a fun creative idea. It is a culturally attuned, format-specific, audience-first strategy built on real behavior shifts. Why does it work? Because Downy knows its target audience, mostly women, often caretakers, often overlooked in traditional advertising. This campaign offers them something small but meaningful, a reason to pause, a moment to escape, and it positions Downy as the brand that gets you there. There's no overt call to action. There's no discount code. It's just an invitation to imagine softness, not as utility, but as a mood. It's a great brand move executed in a very modern way, platform native, culturally relevant, and emotion first. So, why does this matter to wine? Well, this is a masterclass in context and emotion. We already talk about wine as a lifestyle product, but most wine advertisement still defaults to the same visuals. Vineyard drone shots, slow pours, people clinking glasses in golden light. But what if we moved beyond that? What if wine was treated not just as a beverage, but as a feeling, as a sensory portal to something else? Think audio stories that bring your region to life. Think mood-based playlists that match wines to emotional state. Think brand storytelling that invites indulgence and imagination, not just tasting notes. And maybe most importantly, think about meeting your customer in the part of their day where they're not drinking wine, but they are open to feeling something. Downy used romance audiobooks to sell fabric softener, not through logic, but through longing. Wine already has romance baked in. What's missing is the creative strategy to deliver it in unexpected formats at unexpected times. Now, from softness and storytelling to hot sauce and hustle. There's a new brand content series coming this fall, and it is not on TV. It's a whiskey brand, teaming up with one of the biggest food entertainment platforms on YouTube. Bullet Frontier Whiskey has partnered with First We Feast, the media brand best known for Hot Ones, to create a new three-part series called One More Round. The host, Sean Evans, the face of Hot Ones, and a master at getting people to open up. The format? Sit-down interviews with creative risk-takers, people who've done more than just dream, but build the dream. On the surface, this might feel like just another whiskey brand trying to hitch itself to a cultural vehicle, but there are a few reasons that this matters. First We Feast has nearly 15 million subscribers and a devout fan base, and it sits in that intersection of food fame and internet credibility. For Bullet, that means access to an audience who is already primed for storytelling, personality, and cultural commentary. Second, it's a smart response to a tough market. The American whiskey category has been declining for 2 years straight. Bullet knows it can't just rely on heritage messaging or retail promotions. So this campaign, titled Doing Over Dreaming, leans into a brand platform about action, creativity, and momentum. Ideas that really resonate beyond whiskey. It's showing up in big cities through outdoor ads, bus wraps, wall murals, subway placements. But it's the content that does the heavy lifting. Because in a world where consumers increasingly filter out ads, brand entertainment is earning attention. So why does this matter to wine? This is a campaign built around adjacency. Whiskey and hot wings don't seem to have much in common until they do, until someone creates the setting and the story and the shared values that make that pairing feel natural. That's the unlock for wine. Not just where do we place this bottle, but who are the storytellers who could make wine feel current again? What are the cultural spaces? Food, design, travel, film, and more importantly, what message beyond the product does your brand want to be known for? Because doing over dreaming works as a concept even if you never see the whiskey bottle. In a crowded, possibly declining market, Bullet didn't shout louder. They told better stories in the right place with the right people. And for wine brands, it's a reminder that the future of relevance might not be what you say, but where and with whom you choose to say it. Now, let's move on to mini treats, tequila style. 818 Tequila has just launched a new format, 50ml mini bottles of their Blanco and Reposado. This is nothing revolutionary, until you think about how they've positioned it. So instead of releasing minis for, say, hotel mini bars or airline carts, they built a campaign around what they're calling Little Treat Culture. If you're not familiar, Little Treat Culture is a Gen Z and millennial behavior rooted in small, feel-good purchases. It's a midday pastry, a new lip gloss, a weird collectible keychain, small indulgences that offer a moment of joy, aesthetic satisfaction, or personal expression. In 818's case, they didn't just make mini bottles, they've made fashion accessories. So the campaign is cheekily titled Free the Nip, a play on both nip bottles and the Free the Nipple movement, and it's introduced a limited edition bag charm that holds a single 818 mini. It's designed to hang on your purse, not sit on a bar cart. And here's where it gets really smart. 818's team has referenced the rise of Labubu dolls. If you haven't seen them, they're collectible vinyl toys that sit somewhere between cute and creepy, and they sell out in seconds. They've become part of the visual language of status right now. 818 took that idea, small object as a personality statement, and has applied it to alcohol. So instead of asking, when will you drink this? They've asked the question, when will this live in your life? Why does this matter for wine? Wine too often traditionally reserves itself for special or big moments, anniversaries, birthdays, weddings, special occasions. But Gen Z and younger millennials are redefining what special looks like. This is not a once a year splurge. It's the daily delight, the thing that feels personal and expressive and slightly extra. 818 has tapped into a mindset. This is for me. It's fun. I want to be seen with it. I want it on my bag. For wine brands, that unlocks some real questions. How can we reframe wine as a little treat? What formats, God knows we've been asking this for ages, would make wine more portable, more giftable, more displayable? And how do we show up in aesthetic first spaces, like the What's in My Bag video, but for alcohol, or mood board style storytelling, or get ready with me content without trying to fake it? This campaign reminds us that not every product moment needs to be big or serious or ceremonial. Sometimes relevance lives in the small, playful, personal things. And that's it for this week's Wine Marketer's Radar. If you need help with your wine marketing, head over to fiveforest.com.